Podcast number 24, Business Rhythms, Top 5 Books on Business Narratives. This is another episode of Business Rhythm with Frank and Jamie, your regular dose of fun and easy-to-understand business insights. This podcast is brought to you by businessmango.org. For free advice on business matters, please email us at insights@businessmango.org.
Welcome to our podcast. In this episode, we will talk about Business Rhythm's best 5 books on business stories.
Thank you, Jamie. My top pick is the book entitled McDonald's Behind the Arches by John F. Love. This book describes in detail how the McDonald's chain was built from its first store in San Bernardino, California in the 1940s to more than 35,000 stores today. Through Ray Kroc's vision and execution of this vision by his first core team, the restaurant introduced innovations in products, operations, and financial model that has made McDonald's the leader in the fast food chain. For example, the perfect fries that started at McDonald's restaurants have now become a standard in the fast food chains. The book also tells us about the story of McDonald's secret in the expansion of the production line style of operations. McDonald's used the real estate leasing model to provide incentives for operators to boost sales and help make itself profitable within America and internationally.
I like the book Personal History by Katherine Graham. This was a story of a housewife who one day was landed with the responsibility to run the Washington Post newspaper company. Without prior management experience, Katherine Graham learned ropes on the job and subjected the newspaper company through continuous improvement and put in place the right people in various management roles. Running Washington Post was bumpy as she had to deal with various challenges, such as a tough employee strike and the fearless coverage of the highly political Watergate scandal. In the end, her character and integrity uplifted Washington Post from being the fifth and last ranked to become the top newspaper in Washington, D.C.
A third book we would recommend is Titan, The Life of John D. Rockefeller Sr. by Ron Chernow. John D. Rockefeller Sr. was born and grew up in a poor family. Despite his unlikely background, John Rockefeller was able to acquire and grow Standard Oil to become the largest and most efficient oil refinery in America through his unwavering faith, parsimony, and diligence. Standard Oil made him the richest man during his time and perhaps of all time after adjusting for inflation. And while he accumulated wealth, he had also given much back to society and left a lasting contribution to humanity. For example, his efforts to eradicate hookworm in the southeastern parts of America enabled the restoration of health and the consequent economic productivity in that region. Meanwhile, the establishment of the University of Chicago has contributed so much to the intellectual capital in the future of the world.
My next choice is the book Sam Walton, Made in America, written by Sam Walton himself. The book tells us about a highly competitive ex-military man who started out with purchasing his first Benjamin Franklin store in Newport, Arkansas. He would outprice competing stores by sourcing and offering the cheapest but quality goods in the market. He soon expanded into a chain of Benjamin Franklin stores until he opened his first Walmart discount store after the realization that the box store format would be the future of retailing. Walmart's superior logistics and unmatched purchase volume makes it possible for the store chain to offer quality goods at the lowest prices in the market. The chain's strategy of locating within a day's drive from urban areas further enables Walmart to take advantage of low store rental and consequently to offer the lowest prices in the market.
Our last pick is When Genius Failed by Roger Lowenstein. Long-term capital management, or LTCM, was at one time a high-flying hedge fund run by John W. Meriwether, previously the vice chairman and head of bond trading at Salomon Brothers, who had been fired in connection with a scandal committed by his subordinate. At LTCM, John Meriwether hired PhDs from Harvard and MIT to run the hedge fund and quickly became famous because of the extraordinary earnings the firm made through innovative approaches to trading of fixed income securities. But when the Russian crisis and the Asian financial crisis arrived in the late 1990s, LTCM was left without liquidity and subsequently collapsed in 1998. The story tells about how LTCM soared through innovation brought about by the geniuses while describing the human nature of the characters within and around this hedge fund.
And there you have it, our top 5 best business narrative books. We hope that you too enjoy reading and learning from these books.
And that is it for today, folks. Again, this is Frank.
And this is Jamie. Thanks for listening.
Goodbye.
Please visit businessmango.org for more insights on leadership, finance, marketing, and innovation. Business Rhythm is available in iTunes, Stitcher Radio, TuneIn Radio, Windows, and all Android podcast players. For free advice on business matters, please email us at insights@businessmango.org.